Hey there, beautiful people. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. Beat screen addiction and take back your life, where we're on a mission to reclaim our sanity, one swipe at a time. I'm your host, Nova Lane, here to guide you through this wild world of tech and help you navigate it without becoming a digital zombie. Ever find yourself scrolling mindlessly, even when there's absolutely nothing interesting happening? Or maybe you wake up in the middle of the night because your phone screen is lighting up your face like a beacon of doom. You know that feeling, right? It's like your phone has become this little black hole sucking away your precious time and energy. But guess what? We can fight back. Today, we're diving into creating tech-free zones in our homes, a sanctuary where you can truly disconnect and recharge. Now, before you picture yourself living off the grid in a cave, hear me out. It's not about ditching technology altogether, it's about finding that sweet spot where tech enhances your life instead of controlling it. Think of these tech-free zones as mental vacations, mini escapes from the digital onslaught. Here's the thing. Our brains crave real connection, deep conversations, and quiet moments for reflection. But with phones constantly buzzing and notifications vying for our attention, those things get pushed aside. Creating tech-free zones allows us to reclaim those precious moments and nourish our souls. Think about it. A dinner table with our smartphones, screens off during family movie night, or even just dedicating an hour before bed to reading a book instead of scrolling through social media. These are the simple yet powerful shifts that can make a world of difference. First up, define your boundaries. What activities or spaces in your home feel most important for tech-free enjoyment? Is it dinner time, bedtime rituals, or perhaps a cozy corner where you love to curl up with a good book? Once you've identified those areas, make a conscious decision to keep your phone out of them. Next, make it visual. This isn't about being sneaky, it's about setting clear intentions. Think decorative baskets for phones at the dinner table and no phone zone sign for your bedroom door or even a designated charging station away from your bed. Make those boundaries visible and tangible. Now, build rituals around these zones. Instead of reaching for your phone after dinner, how about playing board games as a family? Or during your tech-free hour before bed, try journaling, stretching, or listening to calming music. Replace the digital habit with something that truly nourishes you. Ever feel like you're constantly checking in on your phone, even when you're surrounded by people? You know, that feeling of being physically present but mentally checked out. That's what happens when we let our phones dictate our attention. By creating tech-free zones, we can actively choose to be present with the people around us and truly engage in meaningful conversations. Think about it. A family dinner without phones buzzing, laughter filling the air, and genuine connections being made. Isn't that priceless? You'll start noticing those little moments, a shared smile, a spontaneous story, or even just the comfortable silence of enjoying each other's company. Those are the things that truly matter, right? So, remember, creating tech-free zones isn't about deprivation, it's about empowerment. It's about taking back control of your time, attention, and energy. Think of it as reclaiming your space, your connection with yourself and others, and ultimately, your joy. Ready to ditch the digital distraction? Start small, choose one tech-free zone in your home and commit to it for a week. You'll be amazed at how much difference it makes. Once you've mastered that, expand your boundaries and create more tech-free havens in your life. Trust me, your mind and soul will thank you for it. And hey, don't forget to share your tech-free triumphs with me on social media. Let's build a community of digital detox warriors together. Until next time, stay curious, stay connected, and remember, your phone is not the villain, you're in control.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.